This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this week, two musical guests came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
My name is Yaniv Taubenhaus.
And I'm Rotem Sivan.
Yaniv Taubenhaus, who lives in Fayetteville, sat at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano in the studio. And Rotem Sivan, who lives in New York, was seated nearby, cradling his reddish Gibson guitar. They'll perform tonight, with Steve Wilkes on drums, at Legacy Blues in Fayetteville. They've known each other and played music with each other for several years. They met when they were still both teenagers during a recording session in Tel Aviv. Yaniv Taubenhaus says that time in the studio led to a musical friendship.
And we've kept in touch. I try to go to New York as much as I can. So whenever I'm up there, we hang out and he comes to Israel. Then we meet in Israel and we keep in touch and we talk about music. So it kind of goes hand to hand.
When the two musicians came to Furman Garner this week, I asked Rotem about his electric guitar, a beautiful instrument that he uses to make wonderful music.
It's a Howard Roberts. That's the model. It's a little bit less known, I guess. They made it around the 70s. Mine is from 74. And it's Howard Roberts is a great guitar player. He designed it. And it's just it feels great. Just the proportion are really comfortable for me. And also for some reason it's not being thought as a collector item, although it's kind of vintage. So it's interesting just because it doesn't have F-holes, I think. But I love it. It has a little bit of acoustic vibe as well.
It has a very warm sound. Before we started this conversation, you were kind of warming up, and there's a very warm yet robust sound to it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I like. It has that wood kind of a feel, like something more, I would say, acoustic than electric on a certain level, which I'm looking for.
So when you play, you have your instrument. You take it with you. And Eve, a pianist does not have that luxury.
That's true. it's a tragedy, and also it's a great fortunate because we don't have to carry this around. And I think growing up playing piano for so many years, you just kind of get used to it, you know? And it's funny because, you know, when you get used to playing your instrument, if you're a guitar player, a bass player, or a drummer, in your reality frame, it becomes much harder to play other instruments. But in our reality frame, we kind of know that that's just the way it is.
It's interesting. Also, I agree. You know, as a guitar player, I'm not used to play. I mean, I play different, you know, friends and colleagues' guitar sometimes. But the thing that always amazed me is that in jam sessions, you know, I go to jam sessions and just play. And you always have a different amp. And sometimes it's not the greatest amp or the amp doesn't really work with your guitar. And that there is a certain cycle which, you know, you play your instrument and it feels, you know, like it used to feel yesterday, but after you play with it like a different amp, the you hear the sound and it just feels different. I'm not sure why, but it just works like that. That the sound we get is the way we feel on the instrument. So it's a very tricky cycle. For me as a guitar player, like there are certain places I would prefer to go and play in jam sessions because I know the amp is better or I feel more comfortable. Although it's you would say, but it's the same guitar, right? But it's there is a very interesting cycle going on between the sound that we hear and the way we play. It's a very delicate balance.
You respect each other's playing. You enjoy playing. Do you have similar tastes in what you play?
I would say definitely yes. And it's a big part of our musical friendship. You know, we played a few days ago at Fresco Cafe, and one of the ladies that was listening came to me afterwards, and she was like, "Why are you guys looking at each other all the time whenever you play something?" And it's because, you know, it's like, you know, saying something and you know that you're going to reach the person, you know. So it's almost like as if I want to look at him and see what his expression would be to what I've just said.
So there's communication going on.
Oh, definitely.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Through eyes and hands.
And ears.
Yeah. And ears, of course, yes. Well, we have the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway here, Yaniv, and you have your guitar. Do you mind playing something?
I would love to.
What will you play?
I Should Care.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Rotem Sivan, guitar. He lives in New York City. And Yaniv Tabenhaus, he lives in Fayetteville. He played the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They'll perform tonight, along with Steve Wilkes on drums, at Legacy Blues in Fayetteville.